live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Tánaiste Laoimh Ratcliffe confirms he and the government support the early publication of the Brandon Report. The issue was discussed in the Dáil this evening. We'll be hearing from the Tánaiste and from Donegal's Deputy Thomas Pringle. The Health Minister says he's working with the Department of Health and the HSE to ensure the booster COVID vaccine programme for healthcare workers begins as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, three pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinics are set to open in Donegal later this week. Also in this bulletin, the Donegal skipper and crew on a British trawler at the centre of Eyrau in France have been allowed to leave the vessel, but movements are restricted. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15, and all of that to follow. But we begin with the COP26 summit, and the Taoiseach says world leaders can offer humanity a livable planet if they act now on climate change. Micheál Martin has told the COP26 event in Glasgow that Ireland is ready to play its part in limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees. The Taoiseach confirmed funding to developing countries to help tackle climate change will more than double to €225 million a year by 2025. Micheál Martin told COP26 it's not too late for action to be taken.
If we act decisively now, we will offer humanity the most valuable prize of all, a livable planet. We can achieve a cooler world, a biodiverse world, a world with healthier air for us to breathe, healthier soil for things to grow in.
Meanwhile, more than 80 countries, including Ireland, have signed a pledge to reduce methane emissions by 30% before the end of the decade. The US and EU say tackling the greenhouse gas, most of which comes from agriculture, is crucial to limiting global warming. The Taoiseach says the target is a global one and not just a national obligation. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the conference action on cutting methane emissions can't wait any longer.
Today, global methane emissions grow faster than at any time in the past. So cutting back on methane emissions is one of the most effective things we can do to reduce near-term global warming and keep 1.5 degrees Celsius. It is the lowest hanging fruit.
Tánaiste Laoimh Ratcliffe has confirmed he and the government support the early publication of the Brandon Report, which looked into allegations of over 100 incidents of sexual abuse perpetrated against 18 people by a fellow resident of a HSC facility for people with disabilities in Donegal. Responding to questions from Deputy Thomas Pringle in the Dáil this afternoon, Mr. Ratcliffe reaffirmed that the HSE has been asked by Gardaí not to publish yet, and Minister Anne Rabbitt has written to the Garda Commissioner about the issue. Laoimh Ratcliffe told Deputy Pringle he takes the issue very seriously.
The HSE commissioned the National Independent Review Panel, the NIRP, to carry out a review of abuse allegations at a HSE-provided residential service for adults with a disability. The purpose was to review the governance arrangements in the facility and to understand why the situation had continued over a period of years without any effective action being taken by management during Brandon's residency to stop and prevent these assaults. The report identified 108 occurrences of sexually inappropriate behaviours by one resident, referred to by the pseudonym Brandon, towards 18 other residents of the facility over an eight-year period between 2003 and 2011. The report notes that these incidents occurred with the knowledge of some staff and management of the facility at that time, and it was eventually brought to light by the actions of an individual who approached a public representative in October 2016, who in turn brought it to the attention of the General Manager of the County's Disability Services. The HSE has assured the Minister, that's Minister Rabbitt, that there is no ongoing risk and that the national governance and accountability structures to oversee the implementation of the recommendations arising from the report are in place. And the HSE board has also advised that its focus is on ensuring that all of the recommendations of the report are promptly actioned by the HSE. In relation to the publication of the report, An Garda Síochána has asked the HSE to withhold publication for the time being while it considers the findings. The HSE has indicated that it will publish the findings once they've received clearance to do so. And Minister Rabbitt is going to engage with the HSE board on this in the days and weeks ahead. Minister Rabbitt has also written to the Garda Commissioner in relation to the publication of the report And the government and I support her in this regard and believe that it should be published as soon as is possible and without further delay.
Well, the public representative referred to by the Tánaiste in that submission to the Dáil was Donegal's Deputy Thomas Pringle, who was approached by a whistleblower and who made this public in the Dáil earlier this year. Deputy Pringle told the House this afternoon that people need reassurances that this has not happened in any other centres. But at this point, he said, he doesn't have any confidence that HSE guarantees can be taken at face value.
How can we be certain that it hasn't already happened somewhere else? Because I've have no faith, unfortunately, in the HSE to deal with this issue at this stage. If I hadn't have raised this with the previous Minister for Disabilities at that time, this would have been buried already within the HSE. And then the Minister has put pressure on them through pressure that's been put on by me on her, and she has taken it on and worked very hard to make sure that it would happen. And we need this to happen because we need to be confident that this won't happen again. And that's the reality of the situation. And the families have said this, and the families are very strong in this as well, that they need to know what happens, and it's about making sure that it doesn't happen again. That's the important thing. And so, Tánaiste, I would say to you, push this to be published, push the guards to actually say that they're not interested, they're not going any further. It's very interesting that they're only taking interest now. We need this published, and we need this to people to take account and make it fair work. Thank you.
And that was Deputy Thomas Pringle there. You can hear that full 8-minute discussion from the Dáil this afternoon on our website, highlandradio.com. A woman was assaulted in an aggravated burglary in a house in the Ballinasilla Park area of Derry this morning. Police say at approximately 11 this morning, they received a report that a woman aged in her 80s had been assaulted in her home by an unknown man who placed duct tape on her wrists and over her eyes. She managed to make her way out of the house and signal for help before the man made off with her purse and handbag. Police are appealing for information, saying this must have been a terrifying ordeal for this lady. They say they're following all lines of inquiry to identify the man involved. Some damage has been caused to a house in Letterkenny as a result of a firework. Gardaí received a report that a lit firework had been put through the letterbox of a house in Glencar Park on Wednesday last, the 27th of October, at around 9:45. The firework went off, causing damage to the letterbox, but no one was injured in the area. Gardaí say it could have been a much more serious incident. They want people who may have any information to call 07491 67100. Meanwhile, a number of vehicles have been damaged on the outskirts of Letterkenny. The incidents happened at a garage in Ballyboul, Isnenan, over the bank holiday weekend. It happened between Saturday the 23rd and Tuesday the 26th. Four vehicles were damaged. More details on our website. There's a power outage in the Milford area stretching as far as Rathmullen, with 278 homes and businesses affected this evening. ESP Networks say it is planned and essential improvement and maintenance works are being carried out. Power will be restored, they say, as quickly as possible. Earlier in South Inishowen, over 800 customers were without power for almost an hour at lunchtime. The Health Minister says he's working with the Department of Health and the HSE to ensure the booster COVID vaccine programme for healthcare workers begins as quickly as possible. Stephen Donnelly says 300,000 healthcare workers will be offered a booster dose in the coming weeks. The booster programme for over 60s is also starting this week. Those in their 70s will be receiving their booster from their GP. People over 70 will receive their vaccine via the doctor who'll phone them with an appointment. Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley, who chairs the IMO's GP committee, says this age cohort should contact their doctors by mid-November if they haven't heard anything from them.
Really, the announcement has only recently been made. The GPs are only getting their orders delivered in the next 2 weeks. And once they are delivered, they will be trying to contact their patients directly about this. But naturally, if that doesn't happen within a two-week period, it would be advisable to ring them.
Meanwhile, the HSC and SELTA are urging people to avail of three pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinics that will open in Donegal later this week. The clinics will take place in Carndonagh, Buncrana and Stranorer from Friday to Sunday, the 5th to the 7th of November. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
The HSC has announced the walk-in centres to make it as easy as possible for anyone who has yet to receive their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine to get vaccinated. People who are waiting for their second dose Pfizer vaccine may also attend one of the walk-in clinics once the interval of 21 days between doses has been reached. In addition, anyone who had a first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine and does not want a second dose of have AstraZeneca can come to one of the clinics and get a Pfizer second dose vaccine instead. The vaccination clinics will be held in the Colgan Hall, Carndonagh, the Gateway Hotel in Buncrana and St Mary's Parish Centre in Stranorlar on Friday from 12 noon until 8 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The clinics are open to anyone aged 12 and above.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service has launched an urgent appeal as supplies run low. Donors are being asked to make appointments to attend clinics this week in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. Stephen Cousins is National Donor Service Manager with the IPDS.
So we're in Donegal Town this week and we're having a very good response so far in terms of which clinic last night, and the clinic this evening is actually nearly full. But we have Wednesday and Thursday clinics in the Abbey Hotel and there's still lots of capacity left in those clinics. So it's really important that we get people coming in. We have centralised a lot of our clinics at the moment, so we are calling people from a little bit far out. It's something we do apologise for asking people to travel. So the likes of Killybegs, Ballyshannon and Dunglow, that we're asking them to attend the Donegal Town Clinic if possible as well. So that's where we are for Wednesday and Thursday. And obviously toward the end of the month, we're actually, because we're in Donegal fairly regularly now, because we couldn't for a long time during the pandemic, we're Ballybuffet toward the end of the month, and we'll be in Letterkenny before Christmas. So certainly any donors in Ballybuffet, if they were ringing now, we'd be able to make an appointment.
The Donegal skipper and crew on board a British trawler at the centre of a political controversy in the French harbour of Le Havre have since been allowed to leave the vessel. However, John D. Ward from Burton Port and the rest of the crew are restricted in their movements. The trawler has been detained at the harbour for a number of days in a dispute over post-Brexit fishing rights. Family spokesperson Councillor Micheál Colum-Aspach says they're being well looked after, but it is an unfortunate situation.
Look, it's an unfortunate situation. This is a clear battle, an economic kind of power battle between two imperial estates, Britain and France, and unfortunately the likes of John Dee and the crew, working class people who are only trying to put bread on the table and pay mortgages, have been caught in the middle of this. They were fishing off the coast there in France, they came in and they were detained by the French authority, and look, they've been stuck in the boat for a good number of days. But now yesterday evening John Dee was on the phone and had told me that they were allowed to leave the boat now, which was positive news. But now John Dee will have certain restrictions on his travel, his movements and that there. But look, they're doing well.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-Aspach there. Letterkenny University Hospital was the second most overcrowded in the country today. 57 people awaiting admission, 15 of them on emergency department trolleys nationally. 523 admitted patients without beds in hospitals across Ireland this morning.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie, with free next day delivery on orders over €85.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with the Airtricity League, and Fan Harps fans will be hoping their northwest neighbours Derry City can do them a favour this evening. Derry are in Waterford for tonight's rescheduled Premier Division match at the RSC. Kick-off shortly at 6:15. City will be without Kieran Harkin. He's suspended, while Mark Walsh is feeling the effects of his return from a long-standing hamstring injury, and he won't feature for Rory Higgins' side. Well, City, they're looking to win to keep their European aspirations alive, while Waterford, they're seeking the points for very different reasons. They dropped back into the bottom two last night, but only in goal difference after Finn Harps played out a goalless draw with Drogheda United at Finn Park. Harps' next game is at home to Derry on Friday. Here's the Harps boss, Ollie Horgan.
We wish them the very best of luck, but not the same amount of luck on Friday when they come here, but we have to get something out of Friday, and that itself. Like, Derry will have their work cut out from Waterford. They're a serious side, especially at home. And we certainly will have our work cut out when Derry come here on Friday. But we just hope we can be talking about Derry and that this time next year, yeah, rather than just, you know, here at the end of the season.
And what do Harps need to do then, Ollie? What's your target?
To score.
With three games to go, how many points?
I've no idea, Jeremy. We hoped to get 3 points here tonight and we didn't do quite enough. You know, we need to score. We need to keep clean sheets and we need to score at the other end to try and avoid the relegation playoff. But we're not gone yet, Jeremy. We still have a fighting chance.
Elsewhere, former Republic of Ireland and Chelsea star Damien Duff, he's set to take over as the new boss of Shelburne. Duff has been working with their under-17s recently, and Shelburne were promoted back to the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division, and it was announced last week that their manager Ian Morris would depart the club at the end of the season. On the pitch in the Irish Premiership tonight, there's two games down for decision. Cliftonville, they play Portadown, and Larne host Glentoran. Institute, they're away to Ballinamallard in the Irish League Championship. And in the League Cup, Linfield, they play the PSNI, and Limavady United, they host Dungannon Swifts. In colleges football today, out at the Port Road, the LYT men's soccer team played out a 2-2 draw with Queen's University Belfast. Letterkenny, the LYT, were leading 2-1 into the 94th minute when Queen's got that equaliser. Cross-channel, Antonio Conte has been confirmed as the new manager of Tottenham Hotspur. The Italian, who has won league titles with Chelsea, Juventus and Inter Milan, replaces Nuno Espirito Santo in North London. He's agreed an 18-month contract with an option to extend. Conte said today that he turned down the club earlier this year because leaving Inter Milan was still too emotional. Elsewhere, Manchester United, they face Atalanta in the Champions League in Italy tonight. The Group F encounter kicks off at 8 o'clock. Paul Pogba could feature in this game. Elsewhere in the group, Villarreal, they take on Swiss side Young Boys. In Group H, Chelsea, they're away to Malmo, with the match kicking off shortly at 5:45 in Sweden. The other game in that group sees Juventus play Zenit St. Petersburg. In Group E, Barcelona are in Ukraine to face Dynamo Kiev, while Bayern Munich, they take on Benfica. And in Group G, it's Wolfsburg versus Red Bull Salzburg, and Sevilla, they face Lille. There's also six games cross-channel in the Championship tonight. In other news, former FIFA president Sepp Blatter and UEFA boss Michel Platini have been charged with fraud and other offences by Swiss prosecutors. It follows a six-year investigation into a controversial payment to Platini worth almost £1.5 million. The case led to both men losing their jobs, but they've always denied wrongdoing. They now face trial in the coming months. In Gaelic games, it's county final week, and both holders Niamh Connell and challengers to the Crown St Dunans will be putting the final pieces to their respective plans to get their hands on the Dr Maguire Cup this weekend. Next Sunday, Niamh Connell will play in their fifth decider in a row and are gunning for the magic three in a row. Captain Kieran Thompson says it's good to be talking about adding another title.
Ah, listen, it brings in a little bit of pressure, all right, but if you're talking about three in a row, you're in a good place, you know, so we're just gearing towards that now. It's another county final to try and go out and win, and we're in good shape now for the week ahead.
I suppose the games have been coming thick and fast in the Championship, but this is a situation that you guys as a group are very much used to now, given that you've been involved in so many deciders over the last number of years.
That's it. It's our fifth on the trot now, county final, so the boys are well used to it, you know, and the pressure that comes with it. And listen, it's at Neath Connell, we're lucky to be such a good club at the minute, and I suppose that comes the community as well. Everyone gets behind us, and I think it brings us on, even spurs us on even more to try and go out and win it for the community.
That's Kieran Thompson there speaking to Oisin Kelly. You can watch that interview in full in the sports section at highlandradio.com. In boxing, Keelan Cassidy will fight for an amateur world championship medal this evening. The Waterford light heavyweight takes on his Belarusian opponent at a quarter-final stage in Belgrade. And finally for this evening, in horse racing, there was no joy for the Joseph O'Brien trained Twilight Payment at the Melbourne Cup this morning. Last year's winner came home in 11th place behind this year's champion, the Chris Waller trained 17-1 shot, Very Elegant, ridden by James McDonald. Here at home, there's an 8-race card taking place throughout the afternoon, and that's on in Ferry House. That's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Two brief pieces of news from Inishowen. Funding has been granted for Barrack Hill Town Park in Carndonagh. The initiative partnership involves the HSE, local authority and local community groups. The reimagining of the amenity is set to promote projects that will impact on the health and well-being of those who live in the area. And reassurances have been given that flood damage to Swan Park in Buncrana is minor in nature. Heavy rainfall on Sunday night resulted in some of the temporary tarmac surface being damaged. There was very serious flooding in 2017 with a major restoration project commencing, and the flooding this time has been described as a small setback on what remains a positive project. Looking at the weather forecast, and Met Éireann tell us that scattered showers will continue this evening, mainly in the northwest in light to moderate northwest winds, fresh to strong near coasts. Further showers overnight, mainly near the north coast, with patches of fog or mist forming under clear skies further south. Lowest temperatures 3 to 6 in a light to moderate northwest breeze, fresh to strong in coastal areas. Tomorrow, bright with good spells of sunshine, some scattered showers. Cool in a moderate northerly breeze, with highest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. And looking at the main headlines, the Taoiseach says world leaders can offer humanity a livable planet if they act now on climate change. Micheál Martin addressed the COP26 conference in Glasgow this afternoon. Tánaiste Leo Varadkar has confirmed he and the government support the early publication of the Brandon Report, which looked into allegations of abuse against residents in a facility in Donegal. Responding, Deputy Thomas Pringle said people need reassurances this hasn't happened in other centres. He says at this point he doesn't have confidence that HSC guarantees can be taken at face value. And the PSNI are investigating after a woman was assaulted in an aggravated burglary at a house in Ballinasilo Park in Derry this morning. The woman was assaulted by a man who placed duct tape on her eyes and wrists, but she escaped before he made his way from the area with a purse and handbag. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of November. The death has occurred of Pat Moore, Fintra Road, Killybegs. Removal from Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, this evening at 8:30 to his daughter Samantha's residence at Carrignagore, Killybegs. Reposing there tonight from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.ie. The death has occurred of James McDade, Glen Kira, Glen Swilly. His remains will repose at his late residence from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral mass on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Glen Swilly, with interment afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on rafodiocese.ie/parish. Family Flowers Only, please, donations if desired to the Oncology Haematology Day Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Con McDade, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Jim McDade, 5 Melvin View, Strabane, and formerly of Ballymagorry. Funeral from his home on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam on melmountparish.com/webtv. The death has taken place of Mamie McDermott, Ardfoyle, Moville. Mamie's remains will repose at her home from 8 o'clock tonight. Family and close friends welcome. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Betty Feeney, Nay Sheridan, 22, The Beaches, Ludden, Buncrana. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning to St Mary's Chapel, Cockhill at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Resource Centre, Racecourse Road, Derry. The death has taken place of John Lynch, Fiavnaculia, Moville, and formerly of 79 St Finian's Park, Moville. John's remains will arrive at Muff at approximately 1:30 this afternoon en route to St Pius X Church, Moville, for 2 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Sean McFadden, the Mall, Ballyshannon, County Donegal. Reposing at his late residence tomorrow for family and close friends, please, with removal on Thursday morning to St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the Abbey Cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Sean's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St Patrick's Ballyshannon. The death has taken place of Liam Bradley, 62, Cockhill Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Donations, if desired, to Medical 3, Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Nancy McPaul, Tully Beg, Rimelton. Her remains will arrive at St Peter's Church, Milford, this afternoon at 4 o'clock for rosary and to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral Mass and rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations, if desired, to Remilton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of May Boyce, Carrie Galt, Remilton. Her remains are reposing at her home with family and neighbours welcome. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Remilton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St Mary's Church Remilton. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations, if desired, to Medical 6, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Charlie Nelson, late of 277 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his late residence, with wake limited to family and friends only, please. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Chest, Heart and Stroke NI, care of Eugene McDade. The death has taken place of Ruby Shovlin, née Tinney, St Columba's Grove, Ballyduff Park, Lifford, and formerly of Ardra and Mondewy Manor Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her brother Jim and Mary Tinney's residence at Mondewy Manor Cunningham. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Columba's Church, Drumahill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the Church of the Holy Family adjoining churchyard, Ardra, arriving at approximately 2 o'clock. Family, neighbours and close friends welcome. The death has taken place of J.P. Bradley, New Road, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his daughter Maria Lafferty's residence at Fodden, Carndonagh. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Irish Kidney Association, care of any family member.